Paul, after taking a period or so to kind of get going for your club, what was a lot better and effective in that last 40 minutes to be able to get the goals that you needed here tonight?
Well, maybe a little sharper with the puck. We just missed the net 10 times in the first period, so it looked like you had nothing going on at all. And get a little faster with the puck, maybe.
How rewarding for Ben Chiarot to be able to get the game winner for you now?
Well, good for a guy that I'd say doesn't score a lot, but I think he's our leading scoring defenseman right now. He's played a hard game. Benny's game in the last six or seven has been real strong for him, so everybody likes to score. You like the Grinders to get one. But he, you know, he's played well.
Going back to the first, I mean, it's an easy narrative to spin, but is it true? Was there too much respect given to the defending Stanley Cup champs?
I thought we were a little bit tight with what we did. Like, I liked where we ended up getting our shots from, and like I said, you're over the net or you're a little late getting them off, lot blocked. I thought we were a little tentative.
And then sticking with the first, obviously you came back and won, but on the goal against, on that read there, was your defenseman expecting the zone entry to go to the wall?
Wasn't RD's mistake.
Then would you be willing to break that one down for me?
Forwards have the low three players coming up the ice. There were three low guys and we didn't pick the one up. So RD had to change what he was doing, which he shouldn't have had to do.
Obviously, a lot of nights your goalie has to be your best penalty killer. Do you feel like Connor was pretty locked in, especially on the cross ice to Ovechkin? Or?
Yeah, he got over. I mean, there's no secret where the puck's going or where it's going to come from when he gets it, but he was over square on all of them.
Kind of a lift did the Lowry line give you when you put them back together with Kopp there? They seem to have a lot of offensive zone time.
Yeah, you know what? They were all excited to be back together, and they're easy to read off for each other. So that energy level, you know, we ended up getting another line going in the game, and it had an impact.
You hinted on it this morning about the size and physical play of Byfuglien and Chiarot can give you an element against bigger skilled players.
Right.
I mean, how about the impact they had against the Ovechkin line specifically today?
That's the advantage of having kind of two pretty clear define groups that can play against the other team's best, where one is a heavier group. When you put Chiarot and Byfuglien behind Lowry's line as it was constructed after the first period, that's a pretty physical group of players, and they can handle the bigger, heavier men going to the net. And when you play against a team that's got extreme speed like the MacKinnon group, you can run Scheif and Morrissey and Trouba.
Everyone knows you have the top ranked power play in the NHL, but when you have three goals in 8 seconds or fewer, What kind of lift, or is it any psychological edge to that?
Well, I think when you have it happen the first time, and we've been good really early on the power plays, it gets into their psyche of being aggressive early, not pulling it up and trying to slow the power play down. All three, though, have come against very aggressive teams that are very aggressive off the drop of a puck. We're pretty quick to get to the positions and get those. I mean, that puck was moved quickly and off Mark's stick very fast.